Please let the record show that we came out of executive session by motion by Jim Straffa, seconded by Dan Strahan, which passed unanimously at 8:30. And Maggie, we are going to be discussing, or we have an EEOP clarification. Could you lead us through this?
Yes, I will. If you look at the criteria for the EEOP plan, and I have a copy here.
Would you do me a favor, Maggie?
Yes.
When you say the qualifications, can you give me a little background about this just to start so that those that are listening will have a clue about what we're talking about?
Okay, the EEOP plan is the Equal Opportunity Employment Plan. And when we have grants, and there's several criteria in which we meet, if we have grants, we need to file with the federal government or a certification form with the federal government stating that we do have an EEOP short form on file here in Taney County. That is one of the federal government's guidelines. I just passed out to you the criteria for the EEOP form. And prior to our attorney leaving, last week, he had asked me if I would look into the EEOP plan because we had received a letter from Ms. Cooper stating that we did not need to file one because the grant was less than $500,000. In fact, the grant that he filed with the EEOP plan was $27,265. So consequently, they sent us a letter back stating that we did not need to put either a certification or an EEOP plan on file with the federal government.
And the Ms. Cooper you refer to, she works for the federal government?
Yes, she does.
Okay, thank you.
And this was who it was originally mailed to. Looking into it further, Bob called me last week and had asked me if I would look into it further because I had sent an email stating that our grants was over the amount of money in which he sent the first time around. We had two grants that are over $400,000. So consequently, I went in, took a look at it. I pulled up the Department of Justice EEOP short form, and in there it stated a couple of things, and I printed off a certificate. Not knowing which way the county commission wanted me to go, I went ahead and changed what he had submitted the first time, which I'm passing out now, which states to $27,265. That is what he filed originally with the EEOP short form. Looking at their example from the federal government, they submitted on the introductory form, they listed a lot of the grants that they had. The first one that they listed was over $600,000, and then they went on from there. So I took the liberty of putting the information that we have, and I'll pass it out to you now, showing that we are over $500,000, but if you look at the criteria states a single award. So my feelings is that what we need to do is to complete the certification form, attach it to the EEOP form that was filed originally, and mail it to the federal government. If you look at number three on the criteria, the number three states any grantee or subgrantee receiving a single award of at least $25,000 but under $500,000 and has 50 employees or more, must prepare online an EEOP short form. The EEOP should be retained in the records of the grantee or the subgrantee, but should be available for review of the audit if requested by OCR. The requirement is to submit to OCR a certification form and complete the top portion and Section B of the form. I feel that that is where we should be right at the moment, that we need to fill out the certification form. I will go ahead and submit the certification form along with the top sheet that I gave you that shows our awards.
Right.
I listed three or four awards, and also attached the EEOP form that Mr. Paulson came up with. I believe we would then be covered.
I've got a couple questions, and this is why I asked Rick to stay in here. Obviously, I'm talking to the commissioners. We don't have a central grant depository like we've talked about. We haven't got there yet. Would the sewer, is there other grants that were, that we've been awarded from the federal government that are not on here, Rick? Because what we're, I'll give you a copy of this, but my concern is the, you know, the, any grants that we've got through CDBG, federal grants such as the Boys Camp Road, I think we had a, Danny, didn't we have a wastewater groundbreaking over at Kirbyville? Was that to the sewer? Or was that to the county?
I think that was to the city of Kirbyville, a village of Kirbyville.
Separate?
Okay. Is it, was the Boys Camp Road, is it a federal pass-through, or was that through the state? I'm just
I don't know. That's the problem.
But it didn't reach the $500,000 limit.
But part of, I guess what I'm saying is part of this form that Maggie's going to turn in, we're supposed to list
each one of them.
Each one.
That'd be fine.
No, that's under 500.
Where'd you get that from? I got it offline at the EEOP OJP.
Oh, the list that you got there.
No, the list that I came up with.
You can have that too. Hand them. That's fine.
Is the two grants. One is, two of them are the COMS grant. The other two, I believe, that I listed is our Edward Byrne grant.
If you're concerned that there's some that won't be on here that the county does have, Linda can give you a list of those if that's what you want.
From what I understand, you just need to list a few of them that you're going to tie the EEOP grant to,
okay,
if I understand the instructions that it said.
Okay.
So that's why I listed the two big ones, the COMS grant. And
okay. But your question is extremely noteworthy, and we have to begin tracking the grants that this county has. And the grant that we received for Boys Camp Road came through the Department of Economic Development, mm-hmm, with the state. And it was a pass-through of stimulus funds to the state, however, from the federal government. We need to make sure we're in compliance, and we need to strongly to look at putting in place what we have chatted about numerous times of overseeing all the grants within the county system.
I mean, the other grant is energy retrofit. Was there any federal government involved in there?
I said I and Linda have been keeping a list of those.
Okay.
We try to, she gets some, but I don't know that. I get some, she doesn't know that, so we do have a pretty good list of all those.
Part of the energy grants that were doled out within the state of Missouri also came through stimulus funds. Part were not. There were monies that were in-house that the state had, but again, we need to.
I think if we're looking at this, though, back to Maggie's original question, Section A seems to be where we, for the certification form, which is is it A?
Yes.
Maggie, do they have a clean form that does not state who it is that should be signing and so forth? When I looked at this, for example, it says, I, and you fill in the blank, responsible official. So what would go there would be presiding commissioner, for
that
example.
That is correct.
So we do have the blank forms that we can use, or do we have to create?
I have this form right here.
That's the same one you got. This is the only form we've got.
It's the only form that we have, and that's the certification form that I downloaded off of the Internet site that states that has to be that. Be signed if we feel that we qualify for number three on their criteria for submission.
No, I understand. If that's what they want, for just to say responsible official, that's fine with me. I just thought maybe that was just an example. Okay.
If you're trying to get out of it, you're not going to say
that's not what I meant, Sheriff.
But I think that we would be covered, if you want to look at it, that if I do the introduction form, mm-hmm, attach the EEOP, mm-hmm, short form along with the certification form, I believe that we should be covered in all areas. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And Maggie, I want you to know that I appreciate the work that you have put into to bring us to this point. There's a great deal of work that's involved in getting us to this point, and I applaud you for that. And yes, I'm certainly willing to move forward and take care of what needs to be taken care of. I think it would be in our best interest if we had every department that has a grant, if we put together a meeting and sit down and perhaps invite someone along the lines of Debbie Redford, who applies for grants, to sit with us just as an opening first meeting to talk about where do we go from here, what do we look for, do we need to have a central repository for all grants, et cetera? And I think we need to look at that ASAP, guys.
Do we, you've got a timeline on this, Maggie, correct?
I'm not sure about the timeline on it. The reason being is because it is first denied. Ms. Cooper sent it back to us saying that we did not need to file. And then it was brought forward. I would say that we at least need to get it in within the next couple of weeks anyway, just to be on the safe side.
Ken, I'd like to request that we have Nikki work with Maggie and completing the forms that are necessary. And if you gentlemen want to look at
I looked before.
I've already looked at this. And
so we probably need a motion to authorize Ron's signature of the certification form. So I think that's what we need to authorize you to sign it. So I'm going to move that we authorize Presiding Commissioner Hausman to sign any and all forms necessary for the certification of the EEOP. That way it's not just one form. It's anything else we may have to sign.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded, authorizing me to sign necessary documentations required for the fulfillment of responsibilities of the EEOP forms. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. And if you will fill all this out, you and Maggie, and bring this back, I'll sign it anytime that you...
Okay. I have a cover letter that I attached.
Okay.
Do you want me to have Nikki change the cover letter for your signature, since you will be signing these forms?
Was it?
And Regis do the cover letter. I need to attach.
Oh, you were going to sign it.
No, I was not going to sign it, but I was going to be. I was going to mail the whole thing together.
That's fine. Okay. Don't you all agree?
Yeah, that doesn't. I don't think matters.
Maggie.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you. Before Mr. Hausman came on, wasn't this form presented with Chuck Pendleman was presiding, and wasn't this form evaluated by council and some proposal made to the commission and maybe some signatures made at that time?
There was a discussion prior to Mr. Hausman coming on, but I don't believe that there was any forms that we signed at that particular time. We did discuss a person handling the grants, one person, you know, handling the grants and et cetera. But I do not believe that there was a certification form. They were looking into the EEOP form and if we needed to have it on file. That is what I recall.
Okay. I would like for Nikki to, and I guess it would be Jillian, to look at the work forms that we have on file and
for EEOP.
Okay. Look on those work forms.
I was thinking that one was signed by Chuck and sent in.
Yes. It was.
Bob sent it in. And,
it was.
And yeah. that's the one we didn't need.
Yes. Right. That's the one that was denied.
Yeah, I think she.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said.
I just got to get my head straight on exactly what has taken place here on this, because there was a lot of discussion when we were starting to receive these grants about this, and I know that we had Chuck's signature on something that concerned this very thing.
He signed one of these, and that was what was sent in before, and then the federal person, Mrs. Cooper, said that didn't need it.
Okay.
And I have the denial here somewhere.
But she didn't have all the information.
Okay.
Could we get a copy of that form?
We have it upstairs.
Okay. Okay, Nikki, I just want to see all that stuff
so I can get my
when we're talking about this.
On EEOP upstairs.
For some reason, I had passed my concern on this very thing to the background because I thought everything was taken care of. That's what I'm saying.
Do you have the... Where she denied it?
It was taken care of, but the person with the didn't realize the amount of the information was sent. Just on the $27,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I said that, Jimmy, is because I know that Boys Camp Road grant was in on it. There was even a question about the Kirbyville deal whenever it was there, but it was a grant to Kirbyville that ended up being there. So all this discussion that we've had this morning has been made somewhere in the past, and I thought it was taken care of. Yep. And that's the reason I kind of needed to get my head straight around what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And there is a work to-do list, and I'd like to see if it's on that.
Okay, here's what you're talking, when you're talking about originally, it was signed originally, and then Nikki sent a email to Deborah Cooper with regards to the EEOP form, and it says in here, I've been out of the office, I reviewed the plan that was not necessary to be submitted because the award amount is under $500,000. The requirement is to prepare a certification form and Section B and email the certification form to me in a PDF file. The following are the general submission criteria, which I gave you. Mm-hmm. So they denied it the first time.
Okay. Now, that was under $500,000 for, as I read it, each individual.
A single award.
A single award. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just want to get the grasp on everything mm-hmm. that we've talked about in the past and what I thought was approved and because I have a pretty good mindset on some of that things I mm-hmm. bring up that have taken place in the past. So,
all right. So, thank you, guys.
Nikki,
see you at one then, Jimmy, and.
We're going to have further discussion this afternoon regarding these. These are Maggie's. Would you get me a copy of the two final agreements that were drafted for voluntary and for involuntary retirement so that we could have those for this afternoon?
And then the signed form too, Maggie.
Can I?
Can you get
I'll give it to Jimmy.
Jimmy, he'll bring it over.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I would move that we stand in recess until 9.
Okay.
We're supposed to leave here to the funeral at
9:30. Was it 9:30?
How much more we got on that agenda?
Two or three things.
Okay.
Okay.